Monday, March 19th is crossover day in the Maryland State House. All bills must pass at least one chamber of the General Assembly and cross over to the other chamber to have a decent chance of getting to the governor's desk by the end of this date. WYPR News Director Joel McCord joins state politics reporter Rachel Bay to discuss what'll make it and what might not.
At the start of the session, the Legislative Black Caucus was calling a bill to diversify the company's license to grow medical marijuana and the commission that doles out those licenses its top priority. Where does that stand?
So recall that this is a bill that died literally in the final moments of the session last year because it was somewhat controversial for the way it would have brought more African-American companies into the industry. This year's version has passed the House and is scheduled to have a hearing tomorrow in the Senate. However, it's been amended, and it's something of a compromise between the Black Caucus and other members of the legislature.
Okay, now another headline at the beginning of the session was the effort to cushion the blow to Marylanders from changes in the federal tax code that could lead to higher state taxes. So what's going on there?
There were several different bills that made changes to specific parts of the state tax code. The Senate passed a bill slightly increasing the state standard deduction to help people who choose to take the now higher federal standard deduction, but a bill allowing taxpayers to itemize on their state return if they do take that federal standard deduction does not look like it's going to make it past crossover day.
And there are also several gun-related bills in response to the recent mass shootings, including one that would ban bump stocks, which can make semi-automatic rifles function like automatic rifles. It was used in the October attack in Las Vegas. Will that make crossover?
Yes, the bump stock bill passed the House on Thursday, and the House also passed something that's being referred to as a red flag bill that would allow a social worker, counselor, therapist, police officer who believes there's an immediate risk that a person's going to harm others, particularly with a gun or guns, to file a petition with a court to have that person stripped of those guns.
And on a somewhat related note, there's been a lot of talk about helping Baltimore reduce its violent crime rate. Are any of those efforts moving forward?
Right. The Senate passed a bill labeled the Comprehensive Crime Bill of 2018. Among other things, it increases sentences for violent crimes committed by repeat offenders, but it stops short of creating the mandatory minimums that Governor Larry Hogan and Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh have called for. I spoke with the sponsor, Senator Bobby Zirkin, who chairs the Judicial Proceedings Committee. He gave the example of someone convicted of using a gun to commit a violent crime.
Under current law, it's a 5-year non-suspendable, non-parolable. We raised that to 10. But the additional 5 years was suspendable, so you would get the 10-year sentence, but the judge could, in their discretion, suspend it.
If that person then committed another crime, it would be a violation of probation.
One other thing, you reported last week about a bill that would raise the minimum age for marriage to 17. Has that passed?
Yes, that bill passed the House on Friday, and it was somewhat controversial. Delegate Haven Shoemaker, a Republican from Carroll County, said that his mom got married when she was 16.
So I would ask you all to not vote against the institution of marriage under all circumstances, because circumstances vary from person to person. A 16-year-old may, in fact, need to get married for whatever reason. I would ask for a red vote. And I would ask that you all not make me illegitimate.
The Senate has its own version that only raises the minimum age to 16. Current state law allows 15-year-olds to get married with parental consent and if the bride-to-be is pregnant. 16 and 17-year-olds need either parental consent or to be pregnant. Whichever version ends up succeeding, anyone under 18 will still need to meet those requirements to be married in Maryland.
All right. Thank you, Rachel. I know there are plenty of other bills whose futures are less certain, so we'll be hearing from you again after today. With Rachel Bay, I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.